Hello and welcome back to the pod, you guys. How is everyone doing? For one, it's really early in the morning. It's like 4:30 in the morning, so I'm a little more, I guess, how can I say it? Like, I'm a little more relaxed right now. I do have coffee today. So today's episode is going to be about inner child healing, shadow work. I'm going to talk about some experiences that happened to me as a kid. It's a lot of stuff like that happened to me as a kid, and I just want to get it out of the way now because to me, I feel like that's really important to start with, especially when you're healing, like, because you really realize a lot of the decisions that you've made, a lot of the experiences that you've had or you're having is so closely related to things that happened in the past or as a kid. So I'm gonna say the prayer and we're gonna get into it. This episode, I'm probably gonna have to do a trigger warning because it is extremely heavy. It's probably gonna be heavy for me because, I mean, I don't know, I talk about this a lot, but I journal. I'm an avid journaler, and I don't know. It's just, it may be a little tough to talk about. So anyway, let's get into it. Let me stop. Okay. Dear God, so much has happened in my life that caused me to be the woman I am today. I've settled for less than I deserve. I've overstayed my welcome. I've ignored red flags and allowed myself to be humiliated time and time again. In all of that, you remained faithful and true. Even in times when I was undeserving, you still granted me grace and mercy. You've opened my eyes to the truth, which was a hurt little girl looking back at me. I forgive myself for going throughout life, making decisions with the heart and mind of a wounded inner child. I'm grateful that you never gave up on me and always picked me back up and dusted me off. I can say with pride that I am free and no longer bound by the past, allowing me to operate fully in my divine feminine energy as you intended. I love you so much. Amen. So, are we nervous right now? Let me take a sip. Hold on. Okay. I'm not nervous. It's just, this is super vulnerable for me. But I have to be vulnerable. And honestly, I was going through a journal. What journal was it? I think it was this one. A journal entry from one of my journals. Because I was looking at my old journals trying to get like inspiration for real. Because I don't want to just be all over the place with this. Because it's so serious. This is so serious. But I said, it's not easy being me, but I'm grateful that I'm me. It's all about your perspective. If I didn't experience the things I experienced, I wouldn't be able to help you. If a storm didn't knock my straw house down, I wouldn't be able to warn whoever else moves on the street to build their house with brick. Do you know how that was so good? Like, oh my God. If something is so good, I'd be like, that was delicious. That was delicious. Because that's exactly how I feel. Like, these experiences, this stuff that I'm telling y'all about, like, it's so much bigger than me. It's so much bigger than me telling my business or whatever. Like, I feel like it can really help people, you know? And that's what it's all about. I don't feel ashamed about nothing. Especially, I cannot feel shame. It can't be in this whole podcast, but this episode specifically, I cannot be ashamed of nothing because I'm really letting it all out and I'm telling it all, okay? So let's get into it. So, as some of you may know, well, probably nobody. Well, I don't know my family, listen. But my whole entire life, I've dated girls my whole entire life. My first relationship was a guy, but I think I was in like 10th grade, 11th grade, and this is so funny. My first relationship was a guy. I think I was in the 10th grade or 11th grade, something like that. But we didn't last. I don't know, I kept breaking up with him for no reason, but really I couldn't, like, it was no connection. And we went on a date and everything. And it was like, we used to be doing a lot of stuff, but I just never felt connected with him. He was a nice guy, but I just remember being on the phone, and he used to be wanting to go to sleep on the phone. And I used to be like, I used to hang up, or I used to be like, mama calling me, or I got to do something. It's just because I don't want to be on the phone with you. And I never understood why, like, can I do this? So we ended up breaking up. We used to break up all the time. I used to break up with him all the time, literally, because I used to be like, wake up, like, I can't do this no more. But we ended up breaking up because I wouldn't sleep with him. Mind you, I'm in high school. Like, my high school, I was not sexually active, none, in high school. Like, I didn't really start until after high school. Maybe, like, I was, like, I don't know, I don't want to lie. It was after high school, period. So he broke up with me. Well, he cheated on me because I wouldn't sleep with him, and he ended up, so we broke up. Like, for one, I didn't really care about the breakup. I was forcing myself to care, y'all. I was playing. Listen, I will never forget. I was playing Melanie Fiona. I think that's her last name. The Other Side of the Love song. I was playing it in my room all day, forcing myself to cry because it's like, yes. I was like, girl, I really wanted to be sad about it, but I just didn't give a damn. But I was really like forcing myself to be depressed because he did. Like, we broke up. He broke up with me for real. That last time he broke up with me because he like, oh, you ain't trying to do nothing. He cheated on me. And I was like, for real? And when I was confronting him about it, he was like, I don't want to be with you no more. What the fuck? But anyway, so I don't know. Like, that was my first relationship. I don't even want to say relationship because it wasn't none. But I just never connected with guys. So going on throughout my life, my very first serious relationship was with a girl, and we was together for like 2.5 years, like 3 years, 2.5, 3 years. And then after that, after all of my little, I ain't gonna say my little escapades, but I used to be trying to test, like, okay, maybe I could like a guy now, because I just never felt an emotional connection. Like, I never felt like I'm so in love with him. It was just always like, let me see what he wants. Let me see. Like, it was never no nothing. And I always like, damn, why? So the more that I dated like two girls after that. I don't want to say dated. I was in a relationship with, honestly, was I in a relationship with anybody after that? I think we was just playing situationships after that. But they all were girls. I think it was like two girls after that. But I would never give a real answer because it's some stuff like, I don't know. But I used to be trying to date guys after. My first like sexual experience with a guy, I was 21 years old. And I wanted to like him so bad. I felt like, okay, like, this is what's going to seal the deal for me. That's the reason I started talking to him, because I'm like, we've just, you know, me and this girl just broke up. I'm so heartbroken. For one, I cheated on her. So, but that's another story. But I didn't cheat on her with the guy, though. But anyway, so I'm like, okay, let me just see if I feel something because I just never felt nothing for a guy. So I was talking to this guy and, you know, I was 21. And even after that, I still felt nothing. After that, I literally was with somebody and I moved across the country and everything. Like, it was just nothing. So I just went throughout my life like, okay, I'm just dead when it comes to guys. Like, I'm dead inside. So one particular, this was last year. And when was this? Last year, like June. It was June of last year, 2023. I met this guy, right? And I really was like, I remember calling my sister. I'm like, listen, if this man, I said a specific zodiac, so I'm not going to say it right now. But I said, hey, if this man is this sign, I'm just going to say a Cancer. If this man is a Cancer, this man is my husband. Like, I feel like I love this man. Mind y'all, I did not know him. I knew nothing about this man. I didn't know him. But I was like, it just was something like, I don't know. So I told my sister, I called. I'm like, look, if this man a Cancer, this my husband. So I said, I'm going to ask him next time I see him. So I ended up seeing him again. Did I know his name yet? I don't know. End up seeing him again. And I'm like, because he made a comment about my zodiac sign. And he was like, I got a tattoo on my neck of a scorpion symbol. It's a long story. But he was like, what's that on your neck? This is the first day. This is not the second day. This is the first day. He was like, what's that on your neck? I'm like, it's a scorpion. It's a symbol for a Scorpio. He was like, you look like a Scorpio. And I'm like, okay, cool. So I didn't get to ask him what his sign was, but I ended up leaving. And I called my sister like, hey, listen, if this man is a Cancer, this is my husband, I'm telling you. So next day, I don't know if it was next day, but I seen him again after that. And I said, what's your sign? And this nigga said a Cancer. Lord, I almost passed out. And I'm like, oh my God, because I never felt like love. Like I ain't gonna say love. I don't know. I really think I love that man. I think it was love at first sight. I still think it. But I just never felt that about a guy before because I don't know. I just always felt like I'm just dead inside when it comes to guys. So, what happened after that? So mind y'all, this was 2023. So I had been really healing and doing a lot of like work on myself this whole entire time and subconsciously too. And one thing that I discovered was we be thinking like we forget things or, you know, like situations never happen. But really, we just store it in our subconscious minds and mostly like traumatic events and stuff like that or things that are uncomfortable or we just don't want to face. We just store it. It's all stored in our subconscious mind. So as I'm doing the work, I'm healing, I'm meditating. It just kind of dawned on me because I was like asking myself, I kept praying about it. I'm like, wait, I'm liking this man. I was praying to God like, hey, what is this like? Why? What is this that I'm feeling? So when I was a kid, I've endured, like I went through a lot of sexual abuse. I don't want to say sexual abuse, but it's kind of what it was. And it was with like girls. And I feel like, and it went on for a lot, like it wasn't consecutive, but like I remember it starting when I was maybe in like kindergarten and then it went on till I was probably I wonder what grade I was in. Maybe like elementary school or something. I don't really know. But I don't really know. That's kind of sad. But I endured a lot. You know, it wasn't consecutive. It wasn't like the whole time, but you know, it was something that happened enough for me to be like, okay. And I didn't know as a kid that, okay, this is wrong, or like this shouldn't be happening, because it was so like, it just was so not constant. It was just so, it just happened, you know? And I feel like that really played a part in me being detached from guys. And I feel like it was something that's, it was kind of like learned behavior. So when I got, you know, that was what was most comfortable for me. And it's so common, I'm just going to say in the Black community, because, you know, it's so common in the Black community. It's probably common in other races, but I don't really know. But I know it's common in the Black community. And it's like, I never really looked at it. I just never really looked at it as like, how can I say this? Like, I never really was able to digest it until that moment, or like until I just started asking questions, because I'm like, why is this happening all of a sudden? Like, I ask anybody, you can ask anybody that knows me, that's around me, or like, you know, that I'll always say, I don't think I'm capable, you know, of loving a man. And I remember one time, it was this prophet or something like that. I think she was a prophet, but she was telling my mom, she was like, all of your daughters are going to have husbands. They're going to get married back to back. And I was so taken aback. I'm like, nah, she got that wrong. Cause I know for a fact, ain't a husband me. Nah, I don't know about that one. And my mom was like, well, that's what she said. And you know, but I genuinely was like, nah, because I didn't think that I was able to even, like, it sounds so crazy, but it's the truth, for real, for real. Like, I didn't think that I was able to love a man or marry a man or just be with a man or take a man seriously, because it's all like, just think about it. Just think about somebody cheating on you. I mean, it was high school too, so, but in that moment, just think about somebody cheating on you and you having to play music to be sad. Cause I wasn't sad, but I'm like, damn, I wanted to be sad so bad about it, but I just wasn't. But it's just, it really played a part in my life, like my life choices. And I'm not gonna say that every person that's, you know, a part of the LG, whatever, that's gay or lesbian, had that experience, or like something happened to them and it was just learned behavior. So now I can't say that, because I don't really believe that that's everybody. I think that some people really do just be like that. But I can say that's just not the case for me. And I really thought like I was just born this way, and I really wasn't. Honestly though, I'm not gonna sit here and be like, I've been delivered, or I ain't gonna say that at all. I'm just saying how just really tapping into myself and really healing and figuring things out about myself, I really realized like, hey, you can love a man. It was just learned behavior. And at first I was like a little uncomfortable with it, because I'm like, dang, like, you know, so much of my life I've spent living a lie or like being misidentified. And I really, it's not like my choice in love, me choosing to be with women, was easy. Like, I'm having people question me about it all the time. You know, people throwing a Bible at me, you know, people questioning my relationship with God because of my preference. It's just been a lot, so it hasn't been easy for me. But it's like, damn, when I really looked at it and really looked at like, okay, why are you this way, or it just came up, it really just came about. I prayed on it and it just came to me like, hey, this is why. It just made me feel like, damn. But I don't feel anger, or I don't feel like That's why I can't, it's hard for me to say abuse. You know what I mean? Although it, you know, I don't know. It's hard for me to say it because it's like, dang, it made me look at people like, wow, I wonder what happened to you. You know, because if, you know what I mean? Like, this had to happen to you for you to do this or this, you know what I'm trying to say? So I never felt anger. Like, I don't feel anger about it. I don't feel anger about it now. It's just, it's kind of like what I was saying in the last episode about, you know, nobody ever, people are so fixated on the victim that they don't ever question, like, the person that did it or, like, the bully. Nobody ever wonders, like, thinks to themselves, I wonder why the bully is a bully. Like, I wonder what happened to you that now, because there's no way that this happened to you. And it makes me feel sad and I sympathize. And it sounds crazy. Like, how could you sympathize? But I do. And it's sad. Like, dang, this really happened to you. So now but it's not normal. And it's just something that has to stop. So anyway, now that that's out of the way, I'm so glad. Let me take a sip. Now that that's out of the way, I can really get into, I hate to just leave it like that, but hey, that's just what it is. It's nothing more that I have to say. I feel bad. And yeah, I've realized, like, hey, you're not who you think you are. I feel like I was misidentified. And then it's like, it's a lot. Moving on though. So that's why it's so important to do shadow work so you can really figure out why you do the things you do. Cause some things are like ancestral, some patterns are ancestral, but most things are like, you have to tap back into your inner child and figure out, like, why do I do this? Just like I had to figure out, hey, why was I so mean growing up? Like, why was I so, why was I acting this way? Then I realized, hey, you didn't feel too good emotionally as a kid. And it really played a major, it played a major role in my decisions, my choices, the people that I choose to be with, just not even it being a man or a woman, but like the type of situations, because I done been with a married woman before, literally. I done been with a married woman before. I done been a girl that, oh my God, it's so crazy to even say it, but it's my truth. I have to say it. But I done been in a situation where the guy that I slept with for the first time, he was in a relationship. And I don't know. He was like, oh, we just on and off. And when we'll start dating, or it's so crazy to even, I hate that I even got to say this. But when we would start dating and talking, he would not deal with the lady no more. Or so that's what he told me. And then I would go over, it would be no stuff there anymore. So I'm like, dang, he really quit this lady. I just always was in situations like that. And I had to realize, why do you keep getting with people that are emotionally unavailable? Why do you keep getting with people that are already in situations or halfway in, halfway out? And it really dawned on me, like, yes, you're wanting to be picked. You're wanting to be chosen because you're so used to not being a favorite. You're so used to people. You grew up not being a favorite. You grew up being overlooked, and you just always wanted to be picked. So I was attracting situations because I still was operating as that wounded little girl. I'm attracting situations where it's two of us, like me or you, and I'm staying in the situations. I'm listening to, oh, it's just so weird to even repeat, because girl, just me present day, I could never. And I could really say that, I could say I could never, because I've already done it. Like, so I know, no. And I know why I did it. So I could never do that shit no more. I cannot sit with somebody, or I cannot be the other woman. I can't be with you and me and you together and you wanting to be with somebody else and y'all dibbling and dabbling. Like, no. And every relationship that I had was like that. It's always somebody the fuck else. And I'm always in there like, oh, hell no. Like, it's me. Like, yes. No, baby. That's not normal. That's not right. And getting, like, learning myself a little more, I'm understanding I'm such a grand person. And by that, I mean, like, everything that I do, I'm 110%. I'm an all-in, full-spectrum type of person. So by me operating in, you know, as my wounded inner child, as a wounded little girl, I'm having to fit into these spaces, in these places with these people. It's like, yes, you're a broad person. You're grand. So you're doing yourself a disservice by trying to, you're signing up to love somebody half, and that's just not who you are designed to be. I go the extra mile. Like, I'm literally like, I just have to be fully into something. So why are you settling for less? Why are you settling for half of somebody? If I'm a full thing, I'm gonna need the full thing back. So why are you settling for half? It was crazy. So now that it's present day, I'm realizing like why I was doing it. Why are you attracting these kind of situations? These are the questions that I was asking myself. I was journaling like, I wonder, I was praying like just how I'm talking to you. I'm praying like, God, what is this? Why do I keep doing this? And I'm getting the short end of the stick every time because it's not for me. How many minutes we at? Oh yeah, 27. But yeah, like, it's insane. It's insanity. And I feel so bad for, I don't want to say I feel so bad because it kind of makes it seem like I'm demeaning anyone. But I just, it saddens me when I see it's people around me or I'm seeing like things on the internet and, you know, it's just this back and forth. And it's like, wow, if you only knew that you didn't have to deal with that. If only you knew. And the type of person I am, like I never had to go for that. I never had to deal with those low vibrational, less than situations. But I wasn't whole within. I was still operating from a little girl, that hurt little girl, that little girl that wants to be picked, chosen, the little girl that wants somebody to just love, or wants somebody to love them. And it really caused me to just operate in that. And also, like, I didn't have a dad that was around. So I feel like that maybe I had some issues with authority. Maybe I think I still do, like, have a little bit, because, hey, you ain't gonna talk to me in any way. Because I'm not used to having that like male figure around. I didn't have a dad that was in the house. I didn't have a dad that I wasn't comfortable enough to, you know, call my daddy and say, hey, this going on. Or if I have a problem, I'm just doing that now. And I'm 26 years old. I'm just doing that within this last year. But it's so much more. And then like not having a dad around too, Well, I didn't really have that problem because I was with women. But now that I'm, you know, tapping more into, now that I'm not just one-sided, it has came up. Now I'm like, I'm having a problem with authority. I really am. But I don't know, this was kind of deep. But the purpose of this was just to implore you guys to just look into, just do the shadow work. I seen a video where somebody was like, shadow work is just, you got to leave the past in the past. And listen, that don't even make no damn sense. You can't leave the past in the past if you're, you know, you have to tap back into it to figure out why. Because some of that shit travels into the present. Like, my whole life, everything that I've done up until this point was based off of the past, based off of experiences that I had as a freaking kid. So I had to, hey, I had to go back like, hey, why are you doing this? And as I was doing the work, I'm still doing the work. The work is really never done, but I'm more, you know, I'm more open and receptive. As I was doing the work, things were coming to me and just like, it hit me like, hey, I kind of, he fine. And it was actually more than, oh, he fine. It's like, I feel like I love this man enough to where I had to call my sister like, hey, listen, I think I just met that husband that lady was talking about. If this man, cancer is not the sign, but I just use cancer as a, because I don't fuck with cancer. But anyway, if this man is a cancer, baby, this is my husband. Because listen, I'm still, listen. We don't want to get into that. But yeah, I was definitely on the low end of the spectrum. A lot of low vibrational experiences because I was vibrating low. So by me knowing myself, by me learning myself, and being comfortable with who I see in the mirror, like, I genuinely love myself. It's nothing that you could tell me to make me, you know, like, operate. I cannot. Listen, you got people trying to talk to me, I be looking. On a page, or I'd be trying to, and I see somebody, oh, you're done. Ain't no way. Oh, I'm in this situation, but it's complicated. Okay, it's gonna be complicated. It's gonna be even more complicated because I'm not gonna be there. So, yeah, we're done. It was this, this recent experience that I had. It was this guy, and I'm a person of signs, and you know, I don't believe in coincidences, as I told y'all. So, I met this guy and he tried to talk to me and I don't know, I just wasn't, no, it was kind of like, but I see him again. So I'm like, okay, I see you again. So I might as well, you know, give you my number. So I gave him my number and we was talking a little bit and he was just telling me like, he wanted to see me, wanted to take me out, asking what's my favorite foods. And I'm just like, okay, like I can, okay. So I noticed that he was being a little bit too inconsistent. And I'm like, okay, you say you want me so, or, you know, you acting like you want me so bad and you saying all this stuff. So why are you inconsistent? So I asked him like, hey, do you must work night shift, because why every time I told him, I'm like, hey, I feel like we're on two different sides of the world, because when I'm up or when I write you, you don't respond. And when you write me, I'm asleep. So do you work night shift? He was like, no. Do you? I was like, no. I was like, it's just, it's not consistent. And you know what he said? He said, so fix it. You know what I did? Guess. I'll give you some time while I take a sip. If you said blocked, you were correct. I blocked his ass. Now, me in the past, I would have never done it. That's how I knew something was different about me. I would have never done it. I would have still, you know, because he was nice. He went, baby, get the fuck on. Excuse my language. Don't play with me. You're blocked. What do you mean, so fix it? For one, I'm not fixing shit because I'm not the problem. You are. So why would I? And for one, this is tryouts. Like, we don't even talk for real, for real. We just, you got my number. I'm trying to figure something out. And you already, it's already shit to be fixed. Oh no, we're done. It's too early in the game for us to be having to fix anything. And this is tryouts. What they doing tryouts? You got a tryout, then they see if you good enough, you make the team. So why is it? No, you didn't make the team, but you can't fuck up in tryouts. And I'm just gonna leave that there. But anyway, I feel like I just be talking and saying my business and y'all just be, I don't know, but I really want you guys to just think about it, you know, think about the things that have happened when you were a kid. Think about the way you felt, because it ties into the things you do today. And these first, I feel like it's not, the hard part is over. I just had to get these last episode and this episode out of the way, because this is us putting all our ugly out. We put all our yuck out and we just figuring it out. So now we can move forward. So once you do your shadow work, you figure out the experiences that happen and, you know, tie it to, okay, that's why I'm doing this. This is why I'm doing that. Now we can move forward. But shadow work is important, man. If I would have never been open to my part in my suffering, because the common denominator out of everybody that I dealt with is me. So I'm having to look at myself. What are you doing? So when I looked at myself and said, hey, you know, all you have to do is jump off the ride. You know, all you have to do is block or disengage and your life will be better. But I wasn't able to. It's just I didn't love myself enough. I didn't see myself in a higher light. So I was still engaging in dumb shit, really. But I had to look at myself like, hey, these things wouldn't happen if you didn't allow them to happen. So that's why you have to do the work. Look at the situations in your life now. He wouldn't be cheating on you if you would leave him. He wouldn't be cheating on you because he would have nobody to cheat on. You wouldn't be there. You get what I'm saying? Then you have to understand. Then you can say, hey, why was I staying with somebody that was cheating on me? Because that's not love. Love is not you, me, and he. Love is me and you. Okay? Or vice versa. You, me, she, whoever. Okay? So, yeah. I'm kind of sleepy a little bit, but I just had to say this. This is very important. Very important. It's a very important episode. And yeah, I love you guys. Also, I don't know. I don't think I have anything else to say. This is so healing for me because I don't even care if nobody, I mean, I care if people listen, but I feel so much lighter since I've created this space because I can really be open, be vulnerable. It's like venting. I don't know. I love it. I don't know. I love it. So I'm thankful for this space. I'm thankful for the people that listen. And yeah, I hope you guys learned something from this episode. It seemed kind of quick. It may be in all over the place, but I love y'all. Okay? I love you guys. We'll talk soon.